As you know, Lent is 40 days long, but the Easter season is even longer. It's 50 days from Easter till Pentecost. And during this beautiful Easter season, we have so many powerful readings from the Acts of the Apostles, which is the history of the early church. It's one of the easiest books of the Bible to read. It's filled with so many exciting stories and events that occurred in the life of the early church. So during this Easter season, we see the growth of the early church. After the Holy Spirit came down upon Our Lady and the Apostles at Pentecost, we see the growth of the church. And today in our first reading, we are focused upon Saint Stephen, that amazing, powerful deacon, so filled with the Holy Spirit, who is able to speak so powerfully to the leaders of the people, to the elders and to the scribes of the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin. And notice how he speaks with great courage and truth. He calls them stiff-necked people. What does that mean to be stiff-necked? It means that you're unwilling to humble yourself before God. The humble person bows their head and bends their neck before the majesty of God. But he called them stiff-necked people, people that were arrogant and proud, were not willing to bow their heads before God in humility. He calls them uncircumcised in heart and ears, that they were not open. They did not open their hearts to listening to the Word of God, or open their ears to listen to the Word of God, or accept it into their heart. He says to them, "You always oppose the Holy Spirit." And that's something we never want to do. We never want to oppose the working of the Holy Spirit in our life through God's grace. He says, "You are just like your ancestors. Which of the prophets did they not persecute?" If you read the history of the Old Testament, you'll notice that all the prophets were persecuted. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, they were persecuted. They put to death, your ancestors put to death those who foretold the coming of the Righteous One. Who is the Righteous One? Jesus Christ, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. Wow, listen to that powerful, courageous speech of Saint Stephen the Deacon, calling them betrayers of the Righteous One, murderers of the Righteous One. You received the law as transmitted by angels. See, God's law, the scriptures, were transmitted by angels, by the message of angels, and men wrote them down. But you did not observe the law, he says. Well, then when Stephen finishes speaking, it says they were infuriated. They were filled with rage. They were filled with anger. It says they ground their teeth against him. And Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit. He looked up intently to heaven, which means he was praying. And he saw the glory of God. So the heavens opened and he saw a little glimpse of God. And Jesus standing at the right hand of God. The right hand is the place of honor. And then Stephen tells the crowd, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man." The Son of Man was the title from the book of Daniel that Jesus always used about himself. It was a title of the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. It says, "But they cried out in a loud voice and covered their ears," again, unwilling to hear the truth. "And they rushed upon him as one man. And they all mobbed him and they dragged him outside of the city." Just like Jesus was dragged outside of the city of Jerusalem to be crucified, they dragged Stephen outside of the city and began to stone him to death because they believed they were hearing blasphemy. And while they were doing this, they laid their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. Saul was the persecutor of the Christians. He was just a young man at the time. and they put their cloaks at his feet as a gift, as an honor towards those who persecuted the Christians, namely Saul, who was the leader of this bitter persecution of the Christians. But notice what happens at the end of today's reading. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." So he gave his soul to Jesus. And then, it says, he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, just like Jesus did on the cross, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." So he forgave his executioners. He asked God to forgive them and said, "Do not hold this sin against them." So he did what Jesus did. He prayed for his executioners, just as Jesus on the cross, his Father, "They do not know what they are doing." And so Stephen, the beautiful image of Christ, gave his life and gave his soul to our Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, and then he fell asleep. And then Saul, it says, was consenting to his execution. And we believe it was the intercession of the great Saint Stephen that ultimately brought about the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, who would become one of the greatest saints, one of the greatest evangelists and apostles, who would, for the next 40 years, travel the world spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.